Of all the types of foodborne pathogens, one kind spreads more easily and causes more illness than any other. You heard about it this year when it caused illnesses on cruise ships. It is the Norwalk virus, and a whole family of similar viruses called norovirus. NPR's Joanne Silberner has this report on what is known and what is not known about these microbes.
Today, health officials are investigating a rapid-onset intestinal illness that has struck about 700 students near Houston. About the same number of people recently fell ill in the Boston area, crowding hospitals and emergency clinics. They had the classic symptoms of a norovirus, vomiting or diarrhea that came on really suddenly and went away just as fast after a day or two. Al Kapikian at the National Institutes of Health discovered the virus 3 decades ago. He thought the disease would have been controlled by now.
30 years ago, we would have thought that by this time we would have been able to grow the virus in tissue culture, and perhaps at that point been able to study it better and determine whether a vaccine was necessary or not, and then been able to study the natural history of it better than we have.
But in 30 years, scientists haven't been able to culture this virus.
That's the question we've been struggling with for several years.
Biologist Kim Green has been trying to grow the virus in her lab at NIH.
If we knew the answer to that, it would solve a lot of our research problems.
The best she's been able to do in order to study noroviruses is to culture a similar cat virus. She also keeps samples of the real thing in a 6-foot-tall stainless steel freezer wedged into a hallway behind her lab. It's the virus first collected 30 years ago, the original Norwalk virus.
In this bottom shelf of the freezer are boxes that have human stool material. And here's a box that has a Norwalk stool specimen.
Inside this box, there are clear black-topped vials with drops of brownish-colored liquid frozen in the bottom. Scientists have used cold-stored virus to infect volunteers and proven that only 10 to 100 viruses are necessary to make somebody sick, far fewer than most other microbes. Much of what is known about the virus has been learned through watching the illness as it spreads through a population. When local or federal officials hear about dozens or hundreds of ill people, they send scientists right away. Steve Monroe of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has made a lot of those trips. He encountered a classic case a few years ago. Workers at car dealerships in several states who had exceeded sales quotas got sick when they ate a gourmet meal sent to them from the auto manufacturer.
It turned out there were actually 4 different caterers who had supplied some part of the total package that was sent out.
It was straight gumshoe work. There were chips and sauces and pasta salads and chocolate mousse. When epidemiologists checked to see who had eaten what, there was a clear answer.
Eating any one of the salads was associated with illness, but eating the other foods was not significantly associated with illness.
Now, if there was a vaccine, this kind of thing might not happen. That's what Mary Estes of Baylor College of Medicine is thinking. Normally, vaccines are made out of microbes grown in labs. But since this virus won't cooperate and grow in the lab, Estes is taking a different route. She's gotten bits of the virus's genetic material to make certain viral proteins. And she's given those to volunteers and gotten an initial immune response.
What we don't know yet is whether that antibody response that we're inducing in people will actually induce a protective immunity or protection when those people are challenged.
When they encounter the real virus.
And we hope to test that sometime in the next year.
The CDC's Steve Monroe says if estimates of how many people actually get ill from noroviruses are right, developing a vaccine would really pay off.
The best estimate we have is that there are 23 million infections per year with norovirus in the U.S.
But remember, this number is just an estimate. There are no hard numbers because noroviruses are difficult to test for, and doctors and hospitals don't have to report suspected cases.
It's a bit of a catch-22. We can't get people interested in developing a vaccine for a virus until they know how common the virus is.
Until a vaccine comes along, no one is immune to norovirus infections. You can even get an infection more than once, and scientists aren't sure why. But the epidemiological studies have shown there is a simple way to stop the viruses if everyone would cooperate.
First line of defense is to wash your hands. The virus is transmitted by what we refer to as the fecal-oral route. So if it doesn't get into your mouth, you're probably not going to get sick. So rigorous hand washing is the first recommendation.
That's what cruise ship officials have been suggesting for everyone on board. Monroe's second recommendation, if someone in your household develops the symptoms of a Norwalk-type illness, try to isolate them as much as possible and wash your hands after being near them. Joanne Sulberner, NPR News, Washington.